That's for my crazy day. My packed commute. All those unread emails in my inbox. But I'm getting stronger, faster, and pushing myself further every day. I don't care if I'm not like everyone else. This punching bag is the best way to end my day.
Fearless is knowing yoga isn't your style. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits at fepblue.org/getmore.
You are now listening to the Locked On Eagles podcast, a part of the Locked On Sports Podcast Network. I'm Teron Davenport, your host. I appreciate you tuning in. Episode 6, what we're going to do this go-around is talk a little bit about Steven Means. He's a defensive end, former linebacker, and he's a guy that I think will fit in well with this defense that Jim Schwartz is instituting. And he's going to be given a pretty significant opportunity this week to make a mark and push for a roster spot, with Marcus Smith being out as he is being evaluated for concussion symptoms. So let's get right into the interview, and then we'll come on back and talk a little shop about Steven Means. Here it is.
Just wanted to kind of get a feel for how practice is going. I noticed you're getting a really good get off the ball. You played 3-4 outside rush linebacker, yeah. Now you're moving inside. What are some of the differences for you?
Just hand down, really. But, you know, that's how I started out. I always play defensive end, so it's really one of the changes for me. The change up for me was moving outside linebacker. Now I feel real comfortable being able to stand up or put my hand in the dirt.
Now, coming over here to Philadelphia, you were in Detroit last year, correct?
No, I was in Houston.
Houston, excuse me. Okay, so coming here to Philadelphia, what really was the opportunity? What did you see as an opportunity here? What made you come to this team?
Man, I felt like it was a sign from God, for real. I was in a good situation in Houston, and you know, I got a couple phone calls from Philly, and I just felt like God just pointed me in this direction, and I feel like it was the right direction. I feel like it was the right choice.
It's interesting that Houston, you know, Bill O'Brien, he's a fiery guy.
Right,
obviously,
right.
You know, on the other side of the ball, now you're playing for a fiery coach and Jim Schwartz. As an NFL player, you don't need extra motivation,
right.
But, I mean, what's the vibe that you get from playing for Coach Schwartz?
I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm not trying to gas it or juice it up. Jim Schwartz might be one of the best defensive coordinators I ever played for. You see the fire in him, but his brutal honesty, you know, his passion for the game, and you know he'll be a funny guy as well. You know, so as long as you're doing your job and you playing with a 100% effort, you know, you'll be cool with him.
We talked about your get off, the way you're able to get off the ball. Kind of take me through the process of converting that speed to power. I mean, these are some big tackles you're going against. How are you able to make that happen?
Chris and Phil Daniels, you know, they do a real good job of getting me to visualize and see what I'm supposed to do. What I used to do was run right at the guy, and you know, I'm not as big as them, so clearly I'm not gonna be able to move them. But if I get them going upfield and then transition to power, then I got them off. Got them off their feet and their spots. So.
The leverage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate it, man.
All right, man. What you said your name?
Teron Davenport.
Teron. Yeah.
So that was Steven Means talking about a variety of things. And one of the things I really took out of that was the passion that he said Jim Schwartz brings. And the thing with that is you could really see it on the field. We know about the difference that is going on as far as the guys correcting the players on the field as opposed to waiting until they get back to the classroom. And that's a really good thing, because a lot of these guys, they talk about how they learn that way. And also, when you get corrected on the field, you don't make the same mistake again. I mean, you get coached up, and then that situation is going to present itself again, and you apply the coaching that you were given and not make the mistake. And that's key. There's no time to continue to make the same mistake. So I like how he mentioned that passion. Another thing that was interesting, he mentioned Chris Wilson, and he's the defensive line coach. And just so you guys know, he coached Fletcher Cox back at Mississippi State. So there's definitely a connection there. Philip Daniels actually played the position. He played for the Redskins and a few other teams. So that relationship is definitely there as well. Yet another player that is now a coach, and that's a theme that the Eagles have had on their coaching staff. But as far as Steven Means is concerned, he was in a decent situation with Houston. He was on their practice squad, and the Eagles picked him up and put him on their active roster when they cut Miles Austin, and that was in December that was done. So he's been around. He knows the guys there. Obviously, this is a new scheme, but this scheme fits him. So it's a good situation for Means because he's someone, and it showed in practice. This guy gets off the ball with the best of them. I mean, he has a very good get off. He was jumping the ball, you know, getting that good jump against the offensive linemen and beating them in a hurry in different situations as far as individual drills, pass pro drills, team periods as well. And it's showing. He's definitely showing. And when he talks about converting that speed to power, that's always a thing I like to talk about with defensive ends, especially edge rushing guys like Means, because those guys that get that get off, I mean, it's forcing the offensive lineman to hurry, to rush, to get back into his drop. And when you do that, you got 300 pounds, 300 plus pounds, it can only go backwards so fast. So when you got that big offensive tackle trying to drop back, you know, get back into his pass drop, his pass protection drop, excuse me, he could be, you know, made to be off balance, so to speak. So when you get that edge rush and you lean to the outside and you give him that move to get him to commit out there, and then you club him with your inside arm and swim him, now you're just knocking him over. And that's something that you see a lot of the guys. One of the best ones at doing that, Elvis Dumervil, he does that a lot. You see that from Dwight Freeney, too. It's really cool how he does it. He'll work that outside, get upfield. And the lineman, he'll start to open up too much, and that's when he'll get upfield, stick his outside foot in the ground, and spin back inside. And that lineman is done. And that's something that's called a spin cycle. And actually, it was interesting because Brandon Graham used that same move in practice on Saturday. So there's a lot of things to watch as far as the defensive line play is considered. And you're seeing a lot from Steven Means in practice. With Marcus Smith having a concussion, he's working with the second team. Now, Means was drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2013. He was a fifth-round draft pick. So here it is. He's going to get to go against his former team, the team that drafted him. It was a different coaching staff, obviously, with Dirk Cutter having just come in as the head coach. But he's going to get to go against the team that drafted him in the preseason opener. And there's a good chance, depending on how things work out with Marcus Smith, that he's going to get even more reps than he probably figured he would have gotten, because you have a guy that was in the normal rotation. And when I say normal rotation, I'm talking about the top four. And he's likely going to be out. So here it is. Means will be able to step in, and he'll have his chance to do some things. So it's going to be really interesting watching him go against his former team. Means has also played for the Ravens and, as I mentioned, the Texans. So he's been around a little bit, you know, four different teams. But I think that Philadelphia may be a good spot for him. I really do, just because of his fit and his style of play, how it works with what they're doing with the wide nines and the outside rushers pushing upfield all the time. There's going to be a rotation, like I mentioned, so that rotation only means more snaps for everybody as far as it being distributed. So he has a good chance to contribute, to get his first sack. He hasn't gotten a sack in the NFL yet as far as regular season games, so that's something I'm sure he's looking to register and, you know, get his first QB takedown. And he'll definitely celebrate after that one. And like I mentioned, during practice, he's been getting that pressure, you know, forcing the quarterback to rush his throws. The quarterbacks can't be tackled, as you know, in camp practices or practices period, so they have the red jersey on. But he's spending a lot of time near those red jerseys. Steven Means is a guy to look out for. So that's the show. Just wanted to put up a conversation that we had with Means. Definitely want to direct you to all the Locked On podcasts. I mean, you got Locked On Buccaneers, Locked On Steelers, Locked On Redskins, Locked On Texans. There's so many. Locked On NFL with Matthew Williamson. Be sure to check that out. We're all over Twitter. You could also check us out on Audio Boom. Just put in Locked On and whatever team that you're interested in. If we don't have a podcast, you could always reach out to us and suggest that we get a podcast for your team. We're an ever-growing network. Proud to be a part of that group. If you have any suggestions as far as topics, any guys you would like for me to interview, yes, I'm taking interview requests. If you have a request, I will go get the guy that you want. Not many podcast hosts can do that. Not many, it's not that they can't do it, but not many are willing to do that. So I'm encouraging the fan interaction. Shoot me a message on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. Just put the player you want me to get. If there's any particular questions within reason, I'll be sure to ask those questions. So, like I said, look me up on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. Please be sure to tune into past episodes and all future episodes on the Locked On Eagles podcast. And definitely follow the work at the online, you know, at theeagleswire.usatoday.com. Been a long, long morning so far. So, hey, man, there's still a lot to go. About to shoot over here to Eagles practice. And on that note, we will talk to you Monday. Once again, appreciate you tuning in. Have a great rest of the weekend. We'll be back tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.